slight chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs 12. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows level off around 2 below. High temperatures reach up to 9 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow today. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, 3 above.
Okay.
Dakota Country.
KOKK.
I was all but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at the local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like
live and local, here for you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Not the busiest of Fridays last night. We do have some results to pass along. Basketball doubleheader last night in Iroquois. Iroquois Lake Preston hosting Highmore Herald in a 281 conference matchup. The girls' game was all Highmore Herald. They defeat ILP 46-22. The boys' game, Iroquois Lake Preston picks up the win 67-55. Sharks had four in double figures. Lucas Pesky, 23 points. Irvin Carter, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Dante Glanzer, 12 points. And Peyton Hope added 10. Highmore Herald got 16 points from Caleb Roth. Other scores in girls' basketball, mainly out of AA, Brookings defeated Yankton 64-33, Brandon Valley 58, Watertown 23, Harrisburg edged Mitchell 48-46. Boys' basketball, ESD, Brandon Valley 57, Watertown 36, Yankton defeated Brookings 64-56. One other score of note in boys, Hamlin ranked number 2 in Class A, defeated top-ranked Class B Castlewood 74-52. Hockey last night, Huron hosted Watertown. Huron did get the first goal, but Watertown rallied for a 4-1 win. Monty Bogue had the goal for Huron. Jack Peterson added the assist. College basketball last night out of the Northern Sun. Women scores. Northern defeated Duluth 73-43. St. Cloud topped Augustana 81-70. Men scores. Duluth 83, Northern 72. Augustana edged St. Cloud 71-69. A look at the schedule for today. Busier schedule today. Basketball doubleheaders across the area include Redfield at Groton, Wolsey-Wessington at Fulton, Wessington Springs at Highmore Herald, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket at Mount Vernon Plankinton. Girls basketball today. Miller will play Gregory. That's at a classic in Madison. Miller boys also in Madison. They will play Belle Fouche. Lower Brule plays DeSmit in Madison today as well. And that's the rundown of our local schedule. One other note to pass along, coming up on Tuesday, Sanborn Central Woonsocket will be retiring the jersey of Maya Selland. Selland, a 5-year starter for the Blackhawks, were state runner-up twice during her career, went on to an extended career at South Dakota State University. The retirement will be a Tuesday at Sanborn Central Gymnasium before the girls' varsity game against Bridgewater Emory. They hope to see a good crowd out there as Maya will be back at her home school and be part of the ceremony, and that is coming up on Tuesday. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk Huron Tiger basketball with girls coach Cody Kaufman, boys coach Tim Budnagan. We'll also visit with Joey Mitchell on happenings going on at the Norby Center and also Wessington Springs boys basketball, as Joey's also the head coach there. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 5 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And good morning. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we'll start off with Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman. The Tiger girls at 3-3 now, a loss Thursday night at Sioux Falls, Washington. The Warriors undefeated. And coach, it was a long layoff. Washington had played a couple of times earlier in the week, and that can kind of go both different ways. And I guess we did have a slow start, kind of saw it with the boys as well. But the girls, I thought for the most part, went nose to nose against a Washington team that is always in the hunt.
Yeah, they were game ready. You know, we had five practices again. You know, it's kind of like starting the season off again. Not quite as extensive, but, we had five practices. They had played two games. So it can go both ways, right? That's what I told our girls. Excuse me. I thought that we were more fresh. I thought that was what kind of made the difference in the fourth quarter there. you know, we've been, the girls have been doing a great job of conditioning and getting themselves in shape. And I thought it showed on Thursday night against, you know, Sioux Falls, Washington in the fourth quarter. And granted, like I said, they had played their third game in 4 days. But, you know, you kind of take that with, you know, some the pluses and minuses, right? They were game ready. That was their third game, but we were fresh. So, if I remember right, you know, I think we started off a little bit slow in the first quarter. I don't remember what the deficits were. I think we got down 8 maybe early. And then, you know, we kind of battled back, and we, you know, with 2 minutes left in the second quarter, it was a 4-point game, 20-16. And then we, you know, we had a few turnovers. They got a couple offensive rebounds and kicked out, made a few shots, and I think it was 11 at halftime, if I remember right.
Yeah, that sounds right. I know we were down 21-16, and they went on about a 10-0 run.
Yeah, yep. So, you know, so I think we were down 11 or 12 at halftime. Maybe even a little bit more than that, but you know, I thought we just kind of hung in there, right, and held our own. And you know, the third quarter was kind of, you know, I thought we kind of come out lackadaisical a little bit, weren't working as hard on the defensive end. You know, we knew that they're very good, but our game plan was to see if they could make shots, and actually they didn't. You know, they didn't really shoot the ball as, you know, as well as they're capable of, or as well as I'd seen on film. So again, that's probably some to do with the third game in 4 days, but you know, they didn't shoot the ball as well as I'd seen on film, and that was our game plan, is if they're going to beat us, you know, they're going to have to make shots from the outside. And third quarter we didn't do that so well, but I thought we did a great job in the fourth quarter plugging up the lane, you know, taking away the blocks, and you know, trying to rebound as well as we could for the disadvantage we were at with our size.
You know, and the biggest difference in the game was just there was just little stretches, maybe a minute, maybe a minute and a half, maybe 45 seconds, where we just constantly turned the ball over, be it in our half court or against their full court press. You know, we would always steady ourselves eventually, but, you know, those just 3, 4, 5 lapses were probably the difference in the game.
Well, and, you know, and so I without looking at the film, I wasn't sure how many turnovers we had had. In our first 5 games, we're averaging about 22, 23 turnovers a game. You know, so on the board, I had wrote before the game that, you know, no more than 15 turnovers, and we ended up with 15 turnovers. And out of those 15 turnovers, 11 of them were in the first half. You know, so again, right, you make a little bit of a push, get back in a game. Especially in that fourth quarter, you know, and they were pressing us, you know, they pressed us
to the end,
you know. So, and the other thing that stood out to me, I'm watching the film on the turnovers, was a lot of our turnovers were in the half court. You know, I mean, we had, I can't remember exactly, but I want to say there was like 5 or 6 of them probably that were in, you know, full court. They're you know, they're full court press, but you know, that puts 9 or 10 of them, you know, just in our half court, where they were pressuring us a little bit, but, you know, it was more of, you know, trying to force a pass or dribble it off our foot, or, you know, trying to split two girls type of thing. So it was better, you know, because that's as tough of a press as you'll see. I mean, when you stand 3 6-footers up there and travel
well,
from the corner.
It was just their length.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's what's going to be tough to see, you know, or, you know, tough to duplicate, tough to replicate. So I was fairly pleased with that. I mean, we can, you know, one turnover is always too many in a coach's eyes, but, you know, if we're playing a little bit faster and, you know, trying to get up and down, and that's what we did. And, you know, if you talk to, you know, I know Coach Parrish mentioned it to me, and he mentioned it to some others, but, you know, he said we wore them out a little bit in the fourth quarter, and, you know, and that's kind of what our game plan's got to be going forward.
You know, and I got to thinking about this. We mentioned it a little bit in the post game on Thursday night, but I thought I could expand into it more. Jency Gergen off the bench was our player of the game for Thursday night. And, you know, we mentioned how she's one of, well, I think now officially we have 4 girls that have or have had ACL. Allison Janes, Jency Gergen, Maddie Jurgens have all recovered. Jesselyn Noyes, unfortunately, right before Christmas, sophomore guard, tore her ACL, so now she'll have to start the rehab process here eventually. Then Chloe Carr, I don't think officially was an ACL, but she missed her freshman season due to a lingering injury that they just had a hard time getting a hold of. We've had a lot of injuries, you know, those happen, but when you have that many of those, you know, those type of injuries, you know, the girls have worked hard to come back. Allison Janes looks like a different player this year than last year coming off an ACL, but it's the time they miss. Maddie Jurgens, Allison Janes missed half a season as they had both theirs in January. Jency Gergen, I think, missed a full volleyball and basketball season. Chloe Carr missed a full basketball and a full volleyball season. I think she missed her freshman year of basketball, then slowly came back last year. You know, that's a lot to deal with. I know girls are a little more prone to that, but I think we've had our share.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, you hate to see it. And, you know, I mean, you're right. Jessel Noyes tore hers, you know, against Brookings right before Christmas. And, you know, hopefully going to have surgery here soon so she can start that rehab process. Yeah, you know, I think I mentioned it probably early on, but, you know, we're trying, you know, we're doing some elastic band work, you know, stretching and stuff before games, before practice. Volleyball did it. We did it this summer with workouts and stuff. You know, trying to, you know, Dr. Joe Carr and those, you know, and his staff are trying to work on, you know, strengthening and conditioning programs to where we're building some of those core muscle strengths so this stops happening. You know, unfortunately, it happened to Jesslyn. But you talk about, you know, Jency coming back from hers, you know, because we talk about Maddie, we talk about Allison. But, yeah, so you know, and it's probably the coach's curse because the first week that I was the first week that we had open gym with Jency
after I took the job
we went to SDSU to a team camp, and I believe it was the first game, and Jency's on a breakaway layup and, you know, plans to shoot the layup and hurts her knee, you know. And I think, and somebody could quote me or, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she even tried to play a little bit through it. And I know for a fact that, and this is just, you know, this speaks volumes to Jency, but I know for a fact that she rodeoed all summer, you know, getting on and off a horse with goat tying and everything else with a torn ACL. So just, you know, that's how, you know, her mentality is, her toughness. I mean, and, you know, she probably wouldn't like this if I said this, but that's, you know, the cowgirl on her, that's the toughness in her, and she knows that. And, you know, I think that, you know, I think that Thursday night was, you know, kind of what, you know, what we need out of Jency. We need her to go in and get shots up. You know, she's a good shooter. I thought she had a great 5 days of practice leading up to Sioux Falls, Washington, and I needed to, you know, it was on me to make sure that she got in and got a opportunity to score the basketball a little bit better, or, you know, shoot the ball. And I thought she took advantage of it on Thursday, especially in the second half.
You know, and speaking of the threes, too, I talked to one person. I was just kind of a neutral observer on Thursday, and he said he was impressed with how we were able to set up with our threes. And, you know, looking at the composition or lineup, you know, that those need to fall for us to be effective.
Well, and you know, I mean, so, you know, you look at six games now, we're shooting about almost 32% from the three-point line, and I get that's not burning down the nets by any means. But when, you know, when you have a group of collective of 9, 10, whatever kids, you know, that are out there, and they're all capable of doing it, you know, and they might not be, you know, what you would consider, you know, an automatic shooter or whatever, but they're all capable of doing it. That's why I keep telling our girls, that was another goal that we wrote down on Thursday night was, we got to get up 20 threes. We knew that the paint was going to be hard. So when getting in the paint is hard, that means you're not going to shoot as many layups unless they're going to get blocked. And they're probably not going to follow us because they don't have to follow us because they're going to stand straight up. It's going to be tough to shoot over, you know, 8 foot with their arms up, you know. So we got 22 threes up, you know. So that was another goal that was, you know, that we had. And I think we went 7 of 22, I believe. So, you know, I think that gets you right at 32 or 33%.
Yeah, about 33%,
you know? Yeah. So, you know, I can live with that, you know. But, you know, getting shots up is better than the alternative of turning the ball over. You know, you get a shot up, something happens, you know, you have a chance to score points. So we did only get, you know, we only got 40 shots up. I keep telling our girls we got to get to 50 shots a game. So we're going to keep working on that. But part of that is, you know, we'd done a really good job the first five games of offensive rebounding, you know, and we had one offensive rebound again on Thursday night, and we knew that was going to be the case. So didn't get as many second chance opportunities as well.
So now you mentioned having the layoff while Washington has played. Well, here's another layoff, and really your last layoff probably of the season. Another week off till you get back on the court. Your only home game in the month of January is next Saturday, hosting Harrisburg in the doubleheader. So we know one, you always want to space those breaks off, but just kind of the way the schedule fell, at least for this year, when you look at, you know, as a rollover year, Washington was before Christmas last year, had to be after Christmas this year, just the way the calendar fell. So another week of practice, but then after that, the grind of the season probably takes you for the next 7 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think we get another week off, a Tuesday to Tuesday, I think the end of January into early February, but you're right. You know, we're going to give the girls a couple days off here. And then as you look at it, you know, especially through the end of January, there's no more than one day off, you know, through the rest of the year. You know, each Sunday of the week basically is your day off for that week. So we went, I actually made the trek south last night and watched Harrisburg and Mitchell play.
Harrisburg had a little comeback there,
and
right?
And Harrisburg, it looked a little bit like our T game, except for we hung on and Mitchell didn't. Two very good teams that play really hard. You know, when you look at them, it's like looking in a mirror, kind of. I mean, they're not a lot of size.
Harrisburg doesn't have size?
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's a first.
It's you know, and they do have the 6-footer that has haunted us, I think.
No.
my whole career. I know she hit a big shot against us as a sophomore when we had them down at the arena here. So they do have a little bit of size, but it's one girl that, you know, we can hopefully contend with a little bit. It's not four or five of them, but you know, they're going to play full court man-to-man defense, both teams, you know, and we play Harrisburg on Saturday and turn around and play Mitchell on Tuesday. So we got to get ready for that. The emphasis has still got to be take care of the basketball the next, you know, 5 days while we're practicing, you know, handling their full court pressure, and then being able to get the shot that we want, but being able to get shots in general, and then just, you know, making sure that they don't get out in the fast break, because that's what they want to do. They want to play fast like we want to play fast, and they want to turn people over and get easy shots. So emphasis this week is going to be taking care of the ball, you know, and ball handling, just doing some different things with that, so that way we can handle their pressure.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball, after a loss Thursday, now 3-3 and off a week. Then Harrisburg doubleheader a week from today, and then lots of basketball after that. We have more coming up. Joey Mitchell with the Norby Center and also Westington Springs Boys Basketball will join us. We'll talk to Coach Tim Budenhagen later on as well. For here on Tiger Boys Basketball, it's all coming up here on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Dakota Sports Saturday, we get our monthly update from Joey Mitchell, Executive Director of the Norby Center for Recreation, as we're now in the month of January, and just seems to be a busy world out there. And boy, Joey, you're just kind of running down the list of different things starting here with the new year. There is a lot going on.
Oh, you're exactly right, Jeff. The new year brings a lot of youth activities for us, along with different adult programs that we still offer, classes. You know, just different fitness options. So, yes, a lot going on with the new year. The big headliner to start that, I guess, is our winter 5-on-5 basketball league for 2nd through 6th graders. That's boys and girls. And, they just show up, and we assign them to different teams each week, the staff does. And then there's a coach, a referee. We keep score, and we just kind of keep the teams, and they'll play two games each Sunday. It's on Sundays, and it runs every other Sunday until March.
And then, like I said, just a lot of other things going on. I know you mentioned pickleball, karate starting. Again, it's new year, new things starting.
Yes, you're exactly right. Karate starts on this actual coming up Monday, January 6th. That's Mondays and Thursdays in the afternoons and evenings. And karate is youth and adult, so it runs ages 6 through adult. I would kind of just mention there's some 60-year-olds even up there. So it's ages 6 through 60-plus. Again, that's another program offered for anyone. Our swimming lessons, that's been a highly anticipated and questioned deal. We will start those on January 18th. We were just finalizing some dates and times. Registration will start on January 7th. January 7th at 5:30 in the morning, and it will blow your mind how that fills up at 5:30 to 7:30 before the sun rises. But swimming lessons, again, that starts on January 18th.
You know, and I know it sounds cliche, but places like yours, the month of January, and, you know, people making all those resolutions, you know, maybe this year's the year you actually make the resolution and stick to it. And the best thing is anybody can come in, talk to you, talk to one of the people you work with, and personalized programs can be designed that works best for a person's abilities, age, and more.
You're exactly right, Jeff. We do that along with, we are also working on setting up just programs you can walk in and just grab, whether you're beginner, advanced, intermediate, kind of just different programs based on kind of a workout of the day aspect. You show up, just grab something, and you knock it out and leave. So we are working towards something like that. We have some new equipment coming, which is late Christmas gifts. But then we also did just get a new treadmill, too, upstairs. It's the hottest treadmill on the market. It has incline, decline, a bigger belt, a bigger deck. It goes faster. So it has all the bells and whistles. It's a pretty cool deal. I've heard good things about it. So exciting things happening here moving forward into the new year.
I can't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we didn't really bring up pickleball because obviously winter is probably your biggest pickleball season just because you really can't play outdoors. And, you know, ever since we've started these conversations about a year and a half ago, we talk about pickleball each time and how it's exploding. And nationwide, locally, it has not slowed down.
Oh, you're exactly right. Before, I think I was telling you there was groups at 10:30, 12:30, and then in the evening. And now there's groups at 8:30, 10:30, 2 o'clock, 12:30, and the evening. You know, so it's still growing. It's still growing, and our courts are filling up. You know, we get 3 or 4 courts full pretty regularly. You know, so pickleball definitely has not slowed down. And as you mentioned, the winter months and ice and snow, the courts inside of home courts are climate-controlled and very nice to play on, so...
And from what people have told me about pickleball, too, if you haven't played before, it's a fairly easy game to pick up, sport to pick up. Obviously, the people that are well ahead are pretty, you know, will be ahead. But still, it's a pretty simple one, simple sport to pick up on.
You're exactly right on that. It's a game that can be played with anyone, you know. There's grandparents that come here and have their grandkids they're playing with them. So it's very simple. You know, they're even teaching it in school lessons now, so kids are teaching their parents or teaching grandparents. So it's very simple. It's a fun game. It can be competitive, like you said. Guys are people that play more and more, you know, the more time you put in, kind of a deal. But it can also just be a fun thing to get out there and just laugh and hit a ball around and, you know, giggle and have fun with friends. So
everything we've talked about, if anybody's got any questions, all they need to do, well, there's different ways. Call, look at Facebook, look at your website. A lot of options there to see what might work best for anybody.
You're exactly right. Always on our website and Facebook, we're posting on there daily. And then if anything else, just stop by or give us a call.
Joey Mitchell, Executive Director of the Norby Center for Recreation, monthly update on activities going on there. We're not finished up with Joey, though. Joey is back as head boys basketball coach for the Wessington Springs Spartans. They're off to a 2-1 record, play later today over in Highmore. We'll talk about his season with Springs boys basketball next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. Still not finished up, though, with Joey Mitchell. Joey Mitchell, along with his duties at the Nordby Center, is back as head boys basketball coach at Westington Springs after a couple of years off. And, Joey, while you were not the head coach the last couple of years, I know you're keeping a close eye on things. So, first things first, as a state tournament team returning from last year, you knew what you had before you ever opened up the courts there and started practice.
You're exactly right, Jeff. But kept close eyes, 100%. I've always told the kids that I could never do something kind of, you know, half committed. So I'm helping them out until I could coach again or getting work figured out and things like that or getting adapted to my new position. I helped them out where I could individually and texting and all that. So I still had contact with them all. But absolutely 100%, pretty much knew exactly every single guy. Well, I did know every guy or do and know exactly what we, I guess, have returning from last year after they had the state tournament appearance and, I mean, the first one in 30-plus years for Washington Springs. So that was a big thing. I guess we have to live up to it now, but we have some new guys, obviously. We were just chatting, but we lost Larson and Kruger from last year. Those kids have played basketball for Washington Springs since I did coach before. Blake Larson had played when he was an eighth grader. Brock played as a freshman and sophomore. And then they've just logged a lot of minutes. And, I mean, ultimately their senior year, they pushed through and made the punch to the state tournament. So we have some experience to fill with those gaps, but we have the guys, I think, to do it. We just have to figure out our roles and
The thing is, though, and I guess we'll just talk about Ryder Mahalik right away. He's been starting since, I believe, his freshman or sophomore year. But to say he came out of the football season banged up is an understatement. He is, you do expect to get him back. It's going to be pretty late in the season. But, you know, the kid, to give him credit, he wanted to work his way through football, maybe cost him some basketball. But, you know, kids that don't want to come off the field, don't want to come off the court, you have to respect them.
Oh, you're exactly right. As mentioning, we have guys returning from last year. We lost two seniors. One of the bigger guys mentioned, as you did, was Ryder. Unfortunately, he did have a football injury. He fractured his foot the first week of football, playing in the game, and he played with the fractured foot all year. Well, ultimately, it turned out he had to get a bone graft out of his knee into his foot. So we're recovering from that. But the timeline, it was looking early March. I think it's maybe moved up a week or two. So we're looking mid-late February, if everything goes all right. Ryder was a huge part of the basketball team, though, last year. I mean, I tell people that he's kind of the glue to the team, makes things go. He kind of does a little of everything. He, last year as a junior, if I recall right, he averaged just under 17 points a game, just under 8 rebounds, you know, about 4 steals. Usually guarding one of the team's best inside guys, if not perimeter guys. He's a versatile guy and doing that with his athleticism and length. So We have other guys that are learning, you know, they're going to have to do a little more while Ryder's not able to play, and if Ryder's never able to play. So we're making the best of the opportunity here. We're trying to get other guys more experience and expanding their roles a little bit, you know, ultimately making our team a little better.
But there are names I do recognize. Kobe Flowers, Parker Graff, returning starters, and Carter Mebius. He got some time off the bench last year. So you do have guys to work with here and guys who have been through a lot of battles already.
Oh, you're exactly right. Parker is another big name for the Western Springs Spartans. Me and Parker personally go way back to when Parker was just a little kid. So I have personal connections or relations with Parker, but also Parker, you can shoot the basketball. I mean, very nice lefty, smooth stroke, likes to shoot the three, but, you know, I've been really trying to work with him and expanding his game, and he's so good that we can't just settle for a three, too, you know. You can use your speed and athleticism, quickness, and get to the rack, too, and because guys are closing so hard on that three. We're expanding his game, and you mentioned, I think last year he averaged as a sophomore 18 points a game. So he's just learning to, I mean, obviously doing that as a sophomore, you're going to get more attention from other teams, you're going to get junk defenses. So it's just learning to play against those things, and, you know, mentally that can be a challenge. So it's learning to, you know, mentally get through that too. So I'm excited to see how Parker grows this year, just, you know, as a player and person. And the other name you mentioned there is Kobe Flowers. Kobe's a beast. He's got a motor. He just goes. He rebounds like, I mean, realistically, I've never seen a kid that I've coached now for 5 years total. I've never seen a kid rebound like Kobe does. He just always goes after it. And it's kind of crazy. And sometimes you have to tell him, like, Kobe, calm down a little bit. You got to pull it back. You know, you're not going to get every single rebound. You're going to get fouls. But it's easier to do that with a kid, I think, than it is to get a kid to go after, you know. And he's a nice athletic post player. He's got some bounce to him. And he wants it. He's willing to do about anything. He's a good kid, works hard. Another name that I guess you mentioned was Carter Mebius. He was like the sixth man kind of role last year. I coached Carter when he was like a freshman, eighth grader, sophomore. So I know Carter from back when he was younger. And again, we kind of have a little bit of a personal relationship along with, you know, outside of basketball, making it more than basketball. And that's what I always try to do with basketball and the kids is relate it to life. But Carter, I'm excited to see what he gets done this year. He, you know, his role is really going to expand from being a sixth man. Now he's, you know, potentially, especially with Ryder Mihalik out, he's our top three or top two scorer on the basketball team. So just getting him to adjust to that role. He's really expanding and he's really accepting and starting to kind of relish that role, I guess.
And so with those guys, you know, kind of core guys you did have back from last year, now you've had to kind of fill in a little bit with maybe some kids that didn't have the experience, but that's why you practiced the last couple of years to get your chance.
Yep, you're exactly right. We have some other names. Again, you look at our roster and you're going to see a bunch of seniors, you're going to see some juniors, you're going to see a sophomore. But realistically, we're pretty much senior dominated. We have six seniors, so some of our guys you're going to see is, you know, Sam Consolo. Sam's a great hustle guy. He's a great defender. I call him a one-man press. Just little things, you know. So Sam really can buy into that role and make things happen with that and using his speed and athleticism. Another senior that is Brandon Flowers, that would be Colby's brother. He's about the same size as Colby, same athleticism. And he's got potential, too. Gets to the rim nicely, gets post touches. We're just working on getting some better finishing. And kind of, as we talked before, it's a little tougher for us having to play three basketball games in the first month of the season where other teams are playing five or six. So we've got little kinks we don't get worked out until maybe mid-January when we get a few games under our belt. But other guys, Like I mentioned, juniors, some names, Luke Larson. That would be Blake Larson's younger brother. So, again, another basketball family, basketball savviness, high IQ guy. Again, great defender, great outside guy, communicator. He does a lot of the little things, you know. It's a guy you need. Just a great role player, really. Definitely a guy you need in a basketball team. Then the little sophomore I kind of mentioned was Wesley Molnar. He's a little point guard, I guess. He has an upside for sure. I would say he plays like a true point guard. He's looking more to distribute, plays good defense. He's kind of like Sam in the aspect of he's got really quick hands and he's good at reading passing lanes. So he causes some ruckus out there on defensive end, just personally himself playing lanes and getting hands on balls and, you know, tipping crossovers and just different things like that.
And really, you know, it's still early in the season. He said you've only played three games. As we look ahead, obviously, you'll go in as the defending champion of the 281 tournament. There'll be dates that are circled by your kids. But even further down the line, and we'll get to more of this here a little later in the season, but you have moved back to Region 2B, and to say Region 2B is loaded is an understatement.
Oh, you're exactly right. honestly, after I considered the coaching deal for about a month, we had just had a kid when I was kind of approached about coaching again. So then I had to go through work and then obviously my wife with having a new kid. And then right after that, I finally, like, well, we're on board and we're moving regions. And then, of course, it's moving up north. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Castlewood, I wouldn't want to see Schmidt. Esteline's already made some ruckus here early. Wolvey, they're going to be good with those Richmond boys back. And I know they got to keep some Castlewood that transferred in there. So, the top six teams are pretty much competing for two spots to go out, and it's going to be a battle come the end of the year.
Joey Mitchell, head coach, Wessington Springs boys, got the update on the Spartans and also on the Nordby Center with Joey this morning. Spartans, by the way, doubleheader 281 conference at Highmore Herald today. We'll talk to you here on Tiger Boys basketball coach Tim Budenhagen to wrap things up next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, wrapping things up as we talk with Tim Budenhagen, head coach here on Tiger Boys basketball. Tigers fell 47-42 Thursday night back from the holiday against a very good Sioux Falls, Washington team. And, Coach, you talked a little beforehand. You know, Washington played twice earlier in the week. We've been off about a week and a half, a little afraid of a slow start, and fortunately that did kind of happen.
Yeah, it did. I think we kind of reverted back to our T and Brookings games where we started out slow. The pace of the game was really slow. And I thought a rapid city trip, especially the second half of the Central and the Stevens game, that we forced the issue. We pushed the ball. We got easy shots. We got breakaway layups. That just didn't happen on Thursday night. We walked the ball down. I think we got 43 shots up. They got 57. The pace of the game was just too slow for our liking.
You know, and the thing, to put it into perspective, first off, before we get into this, is Sioux Falls, Washington, a good squad. They were a Final Four team last year. They had all their starters back. They have a ton of experience, and, you know, so that kind of showed, especially at the start of the game.
It did. You know, they came out, and you could tell that they played a couple games. They were pushing the ball. They were pushing the issue. They got into their sets, and then they just hit some shots. First quarter, I think we were 2 of 10 or something like that. We just didn't hit any shots. And it takes a while for you to get game ready and game tested. And I think we kind of settled in the second and third, fourth quarter, and then made it a game.
You know, and that was the thing, you know, when it comes down the stretch there, as much as, you know, Washington was the opponent, sometimes we were our own opponent. We missed two layups at key points. We missed a ton of free throws. I think I had us 4 of 11 on free throws in the fourth quarter alone. And those are the type of things that are a difference in a five-point game.
Yeah, you know, good teams don't shoot themselves in the foot like that. You're right. We missed a ton of free throws. We missed two layups. I thought defensively we played as well as we could, except for Washington was able to convert 15 points off our turnovers. We had four assists compared to 16 turnovers. Washington had 14 assists compared to 11 turnovers. So I think there's where the distance, the ball was sticky on our end, and the ball had energy on their end. It was moving. So we got to do a lot better job of, I think, cutting down the dribble, making sure that we're moving the ball in the pass rather than bouncing it a lot.
And realistically, you know, we did hold Washington to 47 points, and they did have a good start. I think they got up 9-0 and led by as many as 12 in the first half before we started chipping away. Bottom line is, a good team like Washington, you hold them to 47, you usually think, you know, we can score more points than that and get a win.
Yeah, that's what we thought too. But you know, the outside shot didn't fall for whatever reason. We had good looks. I thought Andy had a couple of good looks to either put us up one or two from the three. Just was long or short on them. And again, the two layups that we normally make, we don't miss. That puts us up in the game. We miss, you know, uncharacteristically, we miss free throws down the stretch, and that. In big games and against good teams, those things are going to come and bite you right in the tail. So, well, we got to go back to work tomorrow night, and we're going to have to get ready and get prepared for Harrisburg, because obviously that's a must-win for us.
And you know, and we talked about this, but I think five games in, it's probably a finished deal now. We did have three starters back, but other than that, not a lot of experience back. A transfer coming in who has fit into the mix well. But, you know, five games in, everybody should kind of know who everybody is right now.
Yeah, we're still trying to put those things together. You know, Davis has only been playing three games, I guess. I think by game eight, game nine, we should hopefully feel more comfortable with each other, what we're doing offensively and defensively. And then hopefully that we begin to soar from there. But we just can't give away games like we did Thursday night and then expect come February we're going to be playing at home in the DAC 16 game. We got to start stacking wins. We got to start beating good teams, gain some points, and then gain some confidence along the way.
Well, you mentioned next up is Harrisburg, and that's a week away yet. So realistically, when you look at the calendar, you play one game in 3 weeks between Rapid City there before Christmas and now here next week with Harrisburg. But again, at this point, you're still working on yourself. I know Harrisburg will come in. They had a big senior crop last year, so they got some new guys in the lineup. But yet, they own a win over Washington, so you know, they can turn things over pretty quick too.
Yeah, they got, you know, they still got Costain in the middle. They got their guards are really good out front. They shoot the ball well. They penetrate well. So it's going to be a big test for us. Those are teams that kind of give us trouble that have, you know, a combination of good inside, good guards. Like I said, though, I thought we played great defense against Washington. We're going to continue to build on that defensive effort and hopefully get better defensively and much better much better on the offense end.
And just wrap it up with this. We're 3-2, so five games in. That means a quarter of the schedule is in. You kind of know what you have, but yet you kind of don't know what you have, I guess.
Yeah, we're still a work in progress. Like we talked about, we got to continue to grow. Our ceiling is a lot higher or a lot larger than, you know, a lot of other teams because we're so young and inexperienced and haven't played together that long. So our ceiling's really high, so we got to try to, you know, like I said, build through January, and then once we hit February, we got to be ready to soar.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Boys at 3-2 after the loss Thursday night against Sioux Falls, Washington. Off a week, as are the girls now, as they get back on the court a week from today, afternoon doubleheader with Harrisburg at the arena. Up next, Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the Top 5 Countdown. From the dusty old rodeo trail, here's your host, Monty James.
We are taking a break this week in the standings. Since I'm a traveling man, spending about 100 days a year at hotels, motels, cabins, and brothels, hostels across the USA and abroad, I'm going to resurrect my hotel survival guide to all you folks traveling to rodeos, reunions, bar mitzvahs.